Alexis is the one that edited and put this podcast up for y'all. So if you have any complaints, it's
at Brooke Fox. Yeah. Complaints.
How about at Brooke and Jeffrey? Find us there on socials and let's start the podcast.
Has tipping culture gotten out of control?
We're moving there.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We've done a lot of stories about how the public's getting frustrated because everywhere they go, everywhere they look, even when they're doing self-checkout, it's like, hey, you want to leave a 25% tip for the groceries that you just scanned yourself?
Oh, yep. Also put in your cart yourself. Yeah. Also bagged yourself. Wait, did I actually even talk to anyone?
Well, now there's a story making headlines that tipping culture's worked its way into the Newark Airport in New Jersey.
What?
Okay.
A passenger was checking in at the United ticketing counter.
No. Uh-oh.
Turns out their checked bag was half a pound too heavy.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Just 0.5 pounds
barely
over the weight limit.
Okay, take that coat out and put it on.
Take one thing out.
Well, the agent just looked over at the person, smiled, and said, nah, don't worry. I didn't see nothing.
That's awesome. You never hear that from airlines.
Gave him a high five even.
Oh, good.
So the customer thought, oh, cool, I'm getting a nice break. But then the agent pointed down to the counter and said, you can just leave me a little tip for that right here.
What?
No, they were kidding.
Are you joking?
The customer wondered the same thing, asked, is he being for real? And the agent said, yes.
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, no.
So the passenger threw down $5.
What?
Wow.
I would not.
I would pay for a bag.
I think I would. Yeah, because I'd be. If not, they'd be like, then $50 or something.
Well, on the way home, they said they did feel a little weird about it.
Uh-huh. You're forced to tip.
I feel like they were just blackmailed.
That's how they felt. A little scam. So they went and reported it to United on their website.
I think that's
what do you mean? Come on.
No surprise, United has not responded. But in general, the story's making the rounds online, and people are saying it's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
If it ever happens again, they recommend asking for a supervisor.
I wouldn't do it because I feel like it's almost like condescending to give someone money who's not in a tipping
situation.
It's like, you look like you need this.
But it's like any service, right?
I think we all should pull out a few dollar bills for Digital Jake as we send it over to the shot caller question of the day.
What's your Venmo? Shout it out.
Nope, I do this for the love of the game only.
I want to speak to your supervisor. That's not cool.
He refuses our money.
Jake. On this day, back in 1981, a group of four robbers broke into the vault of a First National Bank in Tucson and made off with $3.3 million.
Whoa. Oh my God, back then that was so much.
And that's a lot now.
At the time, it made it the largest single heist in U.S. history.
Dang.
The culprits were never identified and never caught, so obviously they must have been pretty smart.
Yeah.
But today, we're just going to focus on the dumb criminals.
Hey.
I'm going to read you some news headlines about the stupidest criminals in American history. And you have to tell me if it was real or not in a special lowbrow lawbreakers edition of Plenty of 20.
Oh my God. After years of doing laser stories, I feel like every one of these is going to be real.
I'm saying true.
We're all jaded here.
You know what? Just for you guys, all of these potential crimes happened in Florida.
Florida crimes.
We're going to start with the woman who turned her prison jumpsuit into a crop top. Alexis. Alexis, your headline is, Florida man steals hundreds of bees because he thought they were lonely and abandoned.
Aww.
Is that a real headline or made up?
Florida hero, more
so
like.
Hard. It's like Brooke said everything. Like, I believe all of it.
Can't you picture the guy, like, trying to pet them?
Yeah, no. And I could see him, like, thinking if he just wears enough, like, long sleeves, it works, you know, to cover himself from getting stung. And, like, I think it's true, Jake.
Alexis thinks that's real. That is... That's a real headline.
That I've been there for
Give
a
that
month.
Guy a medal.
And if they don't have an owner, they're freebies.
Freebies.
All right.
Get it, guys?
Brooke, it's your turn.
God. Yeah.
Your headline. Florida man leaves apology note, returns stolen goods after realizing they're not the latest iPhone. Is that a real headline or made up?
God, that would be a disappointment. Like, they'd steal mine and then they'd take the back off and be like, wait a minute, it's all cracked. I'm going to say it's real.
Brooke says that's a real headline. That is... It's a made up headline.
It wouldn't leave an apology note.
We're one for two. We're going over to Jose now.
All right.
Jose, your headline. Florida man demands cash, gets confused by self-checkout, accidentally pays for stolen items. Is that a real headline or did I make that up?
Just gets finessed into paying?
It's hilarious.
I don't understand how it even work, though.
Yeah.
But well, it's Florida.
I don't know. It's too complicated. Too confusing. I'm going to say it's not true.
Jose said that's made up. That is...
Yay!
Made up headline. Good eye, Jose.
I almost said true, though.
We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, your headline. Florida man arrested for calling 911 after his kitten was denied entry into a strip club.
Oh,
is that a real headline, or did we make that up?
Kitty just wants to see some kitty. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't want to see any naked ladies. It's my cat.
Yeah, he's the pervert.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, everyone in that strip club would be so excited.
All the strippers would be so happy.
I think for sure a Florida guy was upset that his cat couldn't get in. That's a real story.
Jeff says that's real. That is...
Yeah!
A real headline. All right, we're on to round number two. Alexis. Mm-hmm. 76-year-old Florida woman was kicked out of KFC and arrested for breastfeeding her 42-year-old son in public.
42?
Is that a real headline, or did we make that up?
This is going to be Brooke, who doesn't let her kids be independent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's true.
Brooke is pro-breastfeeding. Text it right now.
Alexis said that's real. That is... That's a real headline.
So disturbing.
Looking forward to this.
All right,
okay,
Jose.
I do not breastfeed my children. So.
Your headline here. Florida man gets pulled over. Police find 30 eyeballs stuffed up his butt.
What?
No!
Is that a real headline or a fake one?
That is not a real headline, Jake.
I don't know. There's a lot of glass eyeballs out there.
Or are they real human eyeballs?
Yeah. Or googly.
That's options. Fun Friday night in Florida.
Maybe he just wanted to see what's up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a peek.
Let's just say it's real.
Colonoscopies have gone too far. Jose says that's real. It is... A real headline.
Way. Oh my God.
I refuse to elaborate more. Run to Jeffrey.
I don't want to know any more details than that.
Jeffrey, here's your headline. Florida man's getaway foiled by GPS.
Oh.
Accidentally navigates straight to police station.
Oh.
Is that a real headline or made up?
I feel like that we've reported on this in Laser Stories. Seriously.
Well, only because it's Florida, I'm saying it's real.
Yeah.
Jeffrey said that's real. That is. That's made up.
Darn.
Which means we go to sudden death, Alexis.
Okay.
Alexis, you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, Jose wins. Here's your headline. Florida man steals gumball machine, gets caught trying to sell gumballs on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Is that a real headline? Did we make that up?
Just one apiece?
I don't know.
Buy it now for 30 cents.
I feel like going on Facebook is too much effort for a Florida man. I feel like he'd go outside like a kid's school and try to sell them there. You know?
Smart.
More like that. So I'm going to say it's not true, Jake.
Alexis says that's made up. That is a real headline.
Oh, wow.
And that means, Jose, you've won today's edition of... Plenty of 20.
All right.
I'm more concerned about the people who bought the gumballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real.
If you're not getting your gumballs from Facebook Marketplace, you're missing out.
They're getting shipped to your house.
Well, Jose, you get to choose who gets shocked. They're going to be singing No Scrubs by TLC. So who's it going to be?
Well, it's because it's her favorite. I got to choose Brooke.
Okay. No, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
That's your shock caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Breaking news, this just in.
Yeah.
The airlines have figured out a way to screw us over again.
Oh,
it's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It feels so good.
And a recent article is making waves because airline experts are saying reclining seats are in the process of being phased out for good.
I'm done with flying.
Has this been a whole conspiracy theory where people weren't actually upset at people reclining the seats and the airlines made it think that everybody was upset so we would just stop doing it and they could slowly phase it out without us knowing?
I can't follow what you were saying there.
Did you hear me?
Are
you with me?
Yeah, everyone thinks leaning your seat back 1 inch is awful.
Okay.
It's like a huge controversy.
Well, don't worry, Brooke. This is only happening in economy class. So your first class seats are still good.
That's all I fly, Jeff.
There's multiple reasons for them doing this, though, but the main one is seats that don't recline back are lighter, and that keeps the fuel costs down.
Oh, they don't have to like have the screws and the technology in them to move.
How could they change that much that it would make a big difference?
They could like 3D print the seats now.
Oh, I got an idea. Why don't you just make the leg room wider and leave out a row?
Hey.
I don't know. That's going to make you lighter.
Hey, why don't we do like what they do in India and other countries? You just put rugs on the ground and we all just crisscross applesauce on the plane.
Yeah. Why does everybody get their own private jet, I guess, that you fly yourself?
Oh, that's easier.
There we go. So the movement's already started.
Okay.
And budget airlines have figured out how to spin this, calling it, quote, pre-reclined seats.
Oh, my God.
You don't need to lean it back. They're already laid back.
Yes. I saw a prototype of a seat that you don't even get to sit. It's like a lean back kind of half stand seat.
What are they going to do next? They're going to make smoking illegal on planes now?
Oh, boy, Jeff. They're
going to stop you from bringing your own fifth of vodka on the flight?
I also can't do that.
When's the last time you flew?
I don't think he's on the no-fly list because of these things.
Get ready for your joyless torture ride through the sky. When Laser Stories is coming up.
Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that just got the patent approved on his new invention,
ooh,
the Megaphone Whisper Edition.
Wait,
where
what?
Instead of amplifying your voice, anything you say into it comes out in a gentle whisper.
Oh my God!
Oh, I need this.
We need to buy it for Jose right now.
Yeah. Just imagine being on a picket line, like, hell no, we won't go.
It's like, well, they're blocking the freeway, but it's not as bad.
That product is courtesy of Laser Stories,
the
segment where we read weird news stories around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Those other shush puppies just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Canada. 28-year-old guy named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons Coffee the other day.
Oh, that's cool.
He's telling him he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat.
What? Oh, my God!
Dang.
That's crazy.
It was a grand prize
him.
In a contest that they've been running called Roll Up to Win.
Nice.
Okay.
And as you'd imagine, he was pretty excited about it.
Oh, for sure. I thought it was just going to be one of those BOGO offers or something.
Till an hour later, when a buddy called, shouting and yelling, saying he'd also won a boat.
No.
What are the chances? Yeah, they both won. How many boats were they giving away?
Wow. That's when Darren knew something was wrong.
Uh-oh.
It turns out it was a big mistake.
Oh.
Tim Hortons apparently told everyone who entered that they had won the boat.
No!
This is going to be an awkward call to a lot of people.
We're talking at least 10,000 people getting that call, if not more. After that, Horton sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the boat thing.
Hey, don't open that. Could you guys not open that email, that first one we sent?
Well, it didn't matter. There's a ton of angry Canadians who are threatening them with a class action lawsuit.
They're still saying
we're sorry at the same time.
So politely. Someone even started a Facebook page called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat Group.
Yay!
Nearly 4,000 people had joined it as of last night.
I want to join it.
Dude, what they should do is just give them all toy boats. Do you know what I mean? Like, we didn't specify.
Yeah, they all are demanding their real boats be delivered.
Oh, come
that
on.
That probably won't happen, though, because the fine print says the company has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made.
It's almost like they have lawyers.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
What they're doing. Yeah.
But in the end, the people might get something, because this has happened before to Tim Hortons just last year.
Wait, ain't nobody got time for that.
To the
same company?
Same company. Last March, they told a bunch of people they'd won $10,000 cash.
What?
What?
So instead, each customer ended up getting a $50 gift card for
their
trouble.
Okay, well.
They didn't, like, amend their way they do things, how they send out emails.
It sounds like
you know.
Tim himself is still running the company at 100 years old.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how this plays out. We'll keep you updated. This next Laser Story is out of California. 21-year-old Claire Schmidt has been searching for gigs while she finishes up at Chapman University.
Okay.
And she's been wondering why she wasn't even getting one interview.
Mm.
And then she took a second look at her resume, and, well, she freaked out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What was on it?
Because near the bottom of the second page, which is a problem. You shouldn't have two pages on your resume, by the way, especially if you're only 21.
Yeah.
But
she listed every club she's ever been in, Jeffrey.
On the bottom of that second page, instead of her picture, she accidentally added a photo of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, what?
Specifically, an old one of her as Hannah Montana standing next to a horse.
Oh.
Also, girl, you're not supposed to put photos on it either.
Yeah. She's a mess. God.
So I'm showing my co-host the picture. We'll put it up on our Insta stories, at Brooke and Jeffrey.
If I was Miley Cyrus, I would be offended that no one called her for an interview.
It's actually pretty hilarious. Anyway, Claire says she knows how the mistake happened. She was taking a break from her job search when she saw the Miley photo online and thought it was funny. So she wanted to send it to a friend. But instead of dragging it onto her desktop, she accidentally dragged it onto her resume file that was open instead.
That's for people like me that have too many tabs open.
Yeah. Claire says she almost cried when she realized it who would hire someone that obsessed with Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. Okay, I gotta say, the photo we're looking at her browser, it shows she's been playing Webkinz, which I played in elementary school. Just saying.
So she has since fixed the mistake, but has not heard back about any of the jobs she applied to and does not expect to either.
Yeah. It also says something about fifth grade in her resume here. So
winning the science convention in fifth grade is still a pretty big deal. I will put that on Kicker is, she says she's not even a big Miley fan.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
Nobody believes that. Yeah. This next laser story is out of Food News.
Yay!
Just when I thought we were finally done with our Barbie obsession, Heinz goes and introduces the world to a new mashup with Mattel called Barbecue Sauce.
Oh, I like it.
It's so cute.
As in Barbie's barbecue sauce. And yes, it is very, very pink.
Oh my God.
It's not your typical sauce either. It's a mix of vegan mayonnaise and barbecue.
That's why I'm cringy.
Oh, that is so good, you guys. Oh my God. No, the campfire sauce at Red Robin is one of my favorites, and it's basically just barbecue and mayo mixed together.
The pink from it comes from beetroot extract.
Cute.
They describe it as the smoky condiment of the season that would be great on a burger with fries or even drizzled over a salad.
Yeah. Okay, once I said smoky, now I'm like, okay, that sounds amazing. Yeah.
It's only available in the UK right now, but after the crazy reception it got online, there is speculation it will be out in the States soon.
It's I want to turn on a hot dog.
Like, it even has Barbie's little, like, Mattel head on there. It's so cute.
Well, if you like that, that's not all. There's rumors that Heinz tomato ketchup was going to follow shortly after. So keep your eyes peeled.
I'm not just ketchup.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of Cellular Studies. Let's be honest. Most of us have browsed our phones while sitting on the toilet. Brooke?
Hey, boys.
Wait a minute.
Hey, how you doing?
Is that her talking to men on the toilet?
I'm not on the toilet there. I was in Vegas. Can't you tell?
It's hard to tell the difference between those two things.
Same tone.
For some people, it's a rare thing, but for a lot of others, it's very common.
Yeah.
Although this does seem a little surprising. A poll asked people if they use their phone while peeing at a urinal, and 30% say they have.
How?
I have, yeah.
Even crazier, only 50% of those were guys.
Wait a minute, Jeff, that's a weird... Hold on.
So that was me again,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, there's Brooke all over again.
Now she admits it.
In some
it's amazing when you can learn to do it standing up. I'm just saying.
In some cases, it's a regular thing. And here's the breakdown. 11% say they rarely do it.
Yeah,
10% say sometimes. 4% say it's often. Another 4% say they almost always whip out their phone while they're whipping out something else.
Is that just so that you don't look at the other guys next to you? Because I feel like I'd always want to sneak a peek.
No, it's not tempting at all, Brooke.
We all put our arms around each other, in the bathroom. It's not weird. Other. 70% say they never take out their phones at the urinal.
Calm down.
Those are the people that drop their pants all the way to their ankles.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
They need both hands.
Really,
the crazy thing about that is peeing usually takes less than a minute.
Yeah.
Most urinals are in public spaces, and holding your phone requires a hand to do it, which isn't something most men have totally free during that time.
Yeah.
Luckily, this guy has four hands. And he's holding a little tiny satellite phone in each one of them. Because he will not miss another phone call from a Chinese shoemaker ever again.
Oh, that's smart.
Yes, beyond call. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There's certain inventions that come along and immediately change the world forever.
Mm.
Like automobiles, the first generation iPhone.
Wow.
Hey.
The second generation iPhone.
We're just going to name
all the generations of iPhones. And of course, my personal favorite, moisture-resistant handcuffs. Makes a huge difference.
Aren't they all metal? Like, how would they not?
I'll show you later.
Okay.
But ultimately, our show may have given the world its greatest invention ever.
What?
it?
The loser line. Thanks to us, singles now have a way to politely reject the weirdos while we all get to laugh at the hilarious voicemails that they leave. A brand new batch of messages is coming up when we do the loser line.
Oh, such innovators.
Right after this.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there. Oh, God. Has anyone ever told you that your eyes are as blue and calm as the sea where many of my friends and former lovers have mysteriously disappeared?
End the sentence sooner.
Whatever you do, do not whip out your phone and attempt to match his picture with anyone on FBI's most wanted list.
Are you sure?
Or maybe you should.
Yeah.
No, instead, tell him you love the sea. And maybe you two can go boating sometime.
That's a great idea.
That's when you get in the number of the loser line. So hopefully that harmless, armless man leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks again for being so kind. I did not mean to dump all over you with, like, my coworker dying suddenly. I guess it all just came pouring out. I needed a place to vent. Anyways, the least I could do is pay you back by offering you some of her supplies. I know that that might sound weird, but, like, have you been to Office Depot lately? Staplers are, like, $15 now. And that's just, like, the normal ones. So, yeah, if you could come over to the office building where I work, obviously, tomorrow night, later would be preferable. We could definitely go through her drawers and pick out a few things, maybe grab a drink after if you're down. I don't think she'd mind, you know, like, obviously, she's dead, she's not here. So, yeah, give me a call back.
I've heard
she would have wanted it this way, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of people stealing, like, flowers from a burial site before, but maybe this is the new thing?
A stapler? Oh.
Yeah, pens and paper clips and binder clips from a dead person's workspace.
I would just like to know how he went from crying his eyes out one night to being completely fine with it all. Like, very quickly.
He vented, and now he got past it. Yeah.
That's all you have to do,
he
huh?
He helped.
Wow. I call dibs on Brooke's desk, by the way.
Yeah. Dude.
Next message.
Hey, Wendy. So look, I'm just going to come right out and say it. Normally, I don't believe in love at first sight, but when I saw you, it's silly, but I thought when I get sick someday, and not like regular sick, like sick, I could see you being like the best nurse ever. There's so many yellow cups and meals, you know, delivered to my room with a smile and fresh socks on my feet every couple of hours. You just have that caring quality that basically it's like you make me feel like no one's more important than anyone else. Like you just take really good care of people, especially the people you love. And I'm a planner and I already ate a lot of crappy food, so I feel like I'm probably going to get sick real soon. So call me.
Next message.
I don't understand.
That is a nurse fantasy that isn't like other men's nurse fantasy.
It's like a kink or something.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Do you?
I could see you changing my bedpan one day.
Yeah. Mm. When I die, I want to be looking right in your eyes, girl.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, after like 30 years with that dude, she's going to be hitting him over the head with the bedpan.
Yeah, she's ready for it.
Speed up the process.
Yeah. Speaking of taking care of one another, I'm going to take care of our listeners right now. Head on over to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page. Follow us and let the hilarious content heal your body and your mind from whatever is going on in your life. Okay. In fact,
it tingles.
Tell your doctor that Brooke said, I don't have to take your fancy overpriced medicines anymore. This TikTok page is doing wonders for my failing kidneys.
Yeah, I do my own research.
Screw you, Western medicine. Now, back to the voicemails.
Next message.
Hey, John. Sorry, it's Kate again. I've just been trying to confirm that you are still available to help me tomorrow to prepare for the phlebotomy exam that we talked about. I have been practicing drawing blood on my roommate since we last spoke, and I want to tell you that I'm having a much better time when I try to hit the actual vein instead of having to like repeatedly stab the area. I do want to apologize to you because like I do feel really bad that we tried in the bar. I thought that was a little, I mean, that was awesome that you were willing to try because I had the needle on me and everything. But I did miss your vein, I think it was like 6 times. I promise that will not happen again. I honestly think, though, that maybe I shouldn't do it when I'm that drunk. I like maybe one shot of tequila instead of like 3 before we do it will be better. So anyway, if you want to come over anytime today or tomorrow, let me know. Give me a call back. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Next message.
No.
Why do I feel like it was definitely more than 3 shots of tequila if they're drawing each other's blood in the middle of a bar?
And more than more 6 minutes.
I don't think it was each other's. I think it was just her.
Just her?
His arm. Yeah.
I also hope they told people. Some you people guys... are these people just shooting up in the corner? Back in the corner?
I actually appreciate that she's practicing. Because I swear that I have had people draw my blood that have never done it before.
They need a couple drinks.
I'm like, literally, you can see the vein. How are you missing it?
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, my mom's in the other room. Oh. So I have to keep this kind of quiet, but I still wanted to get your feedback on my movie review channel that I'm doing on YouTube. So hold on, I need to start the music. There we go. This is Godzilla versus Kong. Kong walks in going all... Then Godzilla comes in going all... And it's pretty cool. But there's a surprise at the end. I'll give you one hint. So overall, I give it 3.5 goldfish crackers. So how's that?
Next message.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to subscribe.
Talk about spoilers, though. Now I know exactly how the movie ends.
With the sad dolphin?
Oh, I thought Kong got Godzilla pregnant.
Oh, that's cute, too.
Okay, maybe there is some mystery left.
Yeah.
You gotta stir up more mystery.
And now I gotta see this film. Yeah. Make sure you listen to Loserland regularly, by the way, at this time every single week. And make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. It's not nearly as good as that movie review site.
Way.
But it's pretty good. Now we're gonna do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a guy who just got a new job working the front desk at a hotel.
Okay. Hey,
his first day is next week, and he told his girlfriend he really wants to make a good impression.
Absolutely.
So what better way to do that than by putting him in an uncomfortable role-play training session over the phone?
Oh, you're evil.
And then I don't know how this happens, but somehow it gets weird.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
It's not like our show, but it happens in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Well, hello there. Is this Jason Hutt?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, Jason. I'm calling from the hotel. My name's Terry. Oh. Terry-oki?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Apparently, you were just hired to be our new front desk person. Yay for you.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited.
I know that you're starting your first day with us next week, so I'm going to be the one training you. You lucky dog, you.
Yes, lucky me.
Lucky me, too.
Okay, yes, I can't wait. I'm ready.
I bet you can't wait. Oh. So, anywho, when you get here, you know, you're going to have to hit the ground running. And just to make sure that you're fully prepared and extra positive with the guests, we should do a little role play.
You mean do it now on the phone?
No time like the present.
Okay, yeah, I thought I was starting my training when I get there the first day, but sure.
Let's just pretend that I'm a hotel guest.
Okay.
I'm walking past the desk, and you're walking towards me. We make eye contact, and go.
Oh, hello there. Hi, welcome to the hotel. How can I help you?
You know what? I like that, but can you go even bigger, even happier with it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, we need to make our guests feel like we're spreading positivity during their stay.
Of course.
And go.
Good morning, sir. How's your day?
Louder. Make it louder, Jason.
Okay. Hi there, sir. Good morning.
Oh,
how can I help you?
Wow, I love it. Keep going with it.
Oh, okay. Yes, how may I help you today?
Oh, gosh, why are you so darned happy there?
I don't know. How would I respond to something like that?
Well, you got to be ready for it. You got to stay on your toes. You meet a lot of grumps at the hotel who just get mad over everything.
Right, okay.
You know, so let's try it again. Why are you so darn happy?
Oh, it's just a positive day today, sir.
Oh, really? Is it? Because I just found out my wife cheated on me 20 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
Don't remember. Turn it into a positive. And go.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we have lots of guests at the bar, and maybe that means it's a new day for you today and a complimentary drink on the house.
Hey, are you propositioning me, fella?
What?
Because I am interested. Spin it. Go ahead and spin it into a positive. And go.
Yes. Yeah, okay, Terry. Yes. Thank you, sir. I'm flattered, but I do have a girlfriend.
Are you rejecting me? Because if you are, I'm going to give this hotel a bad review online.
No, sir. We don't reject anyone here at the hotel.
Good. Now kiss me on the mouth.
Now, wait a minute.
And fool around with my belt buckle there, sailor.
Okay, but Terry, I mean, it's a little far. No guest is going to do that.
Oh, are you kidding me? I had 4 guests do that to me just last month. I felt like the belle of the ball. You got to make them feel happy no matter what. That's your job, Jason.
You're saying that's actually part of my job. I'm not sure. That's. I don't know if I'll be able to work there.
Oh, but Jason, your girlfriend Julie was so excited to have you start working at the hotel. She's going to be so disappointed.
How do you know that?
Well, because she's only one of my best customers and the person who set you up for this prank phone call. Isn't that weird?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who is this?
Because my real name is Jeff. From the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, we're doing a prank on you.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. I'm sweating over here. Oh, my God.
No, it was your girlfriend Julie's idea.
This was her idea?
Well, she wanted to wish you good luck because she's super excited about you starting
good
your
luck.
New job.
Almost had a heart attack. It wasn't going to be able to work.
That's a great idea. If a guest has a heart attack in the lobby, what do you say? Spin it into a positive. And go.
I say have fun with that at the hotel.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Most times, if you heard there was an accident at the airport, that would be a bad thing.
Yeah. Always.
Especially if you're traveling with young children who aren't fully potty trained.
What
the heck?
Oh, you just like an accident in their pants? Is that what you're saying?
Different kind of accidents
come in all forms, Brooke.
Okay.
But today was a different story, because a weird little mix-up at the airport turned out to be a golden opportunity for love.
Oh.
So you're going to hear about one of our listeners and his lucky airport accident when we do your brand new second date update.
Why do I just keep picturing it happening in his pants?
It's not that. Yeah. You'll hear it next.
Second date update.
This is a show first for us. And I don't know if it's a good thing.
Uh-oh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
We like not good things, so tell us, Jeff.
Well, just a couple months ago, we did an update with a guy named Daniel, who told us that he was still together with the girl from his original second date call.
Yeah?
Even though he did catch her making out with another woman at a bar.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember, she claimed it wasn't cheating because it's a girl-on-a-girl thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't so sure, but they decided to stick it out. Well, that didn't last very long.
Okay.
Because now he's back, out on the open market, needing our help once again.
Let me guess, she's in a relationship with a woman that she made out with.
Who knows? But Daniel, I am so sorry to welcome you back to the show. I was hoping we would never hear from you again, honestly.
Yeah, it's a dubious honor, guys.
Yeah.
What happened with the last woman that you were with?
So good news, bad news. Good news, she's not with the girl she made out with.
Bad news
is I saw her at a bar making out with two other guys.
It's not cheating when there's two of them.
Yeah.
That's just fun. Yeah,
you can't fall in love with both.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the issue. She kisses a lot.
That was finally the straw that broke it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, that would say more about me. So, yeah, no, it's not how I roll, but we're still friends. She's
so
very
friends.
Cool. She's very fun.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, she sounds
fun. Puts even Brooke to shame. Doesn't know how to respond.
I mean, impressive that you can still be friends with her. Good for you. Yeah. That's a mature thing to do.
That's cool.
And sounds like you've moved on to somebody else. Who's the new person?
I have. So this new person I met in kind of a strange way. I was getting off a plane at the airport and I pulled up Uber and wasn't really looking at what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And instead of ordering a regular Uber, I ordered an Uber pool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've done that by accident. Sometimes it suggests the cheapest thing to you.
Oh, I would have canceled that like immediately.
Yeah, that was usually
Jeff
you.
Is like, oh, my God. Conversations with another person
not.
I don't know.
Yes, pay the $50. Yeah. Pay
I'll walk home instead.
But, oh, my God. What are the chances you get a hot girl in your Uber pool?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Well, she was because I was going to cancel it. But then it said Harper is on the way. And, you know, there's a tiny little bubble. But I was like, well, let's roll the dice on life and see what happens. So it was great. She was nice. It wasn't too awkward at the beginning.
Did she accidentally also do the Uber pool and was confused when you got in?
Yeah.
No, she meant to do it. So, you know, frugality, I respect it.
Anywhere else outside of the airport, you're not getting a good looking person sharing that car with you. You really got lucky.
Yeah, airports are long drives.
So. They're okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, that gave you guys to connect and get to know each other then, right?
Yeah, and actually, like, the second she got in the car, I was like, I know you from somewhere.
What?
And she kind of laughed. And I was like, no, I didn't request this Uber knowing I would see you. But I also couldn't figure out where I knew her from.
Did she recognize you?
No, she definitely does not know me, but...
was that a line, or did you really think you recognized her?
No, I really did, and I kept saying, this isn't a pickup, but I feel like I know you from somewhere, and I kept listing off the places where I thought I could know her,
Okay, hold on, this is important. Yeah. Where did you say you may have known her? Because I'm hoping you were like, it's Fashion Magazine, or like something complimentary,
I can't just be like a grocery store.
Yeah.
No, you should compliment her. Be like, I've seen you on a billboard, right?
Not like, I'm pretty sure you work at the Dollar Tree.
That doesn't work for
a lot. Just listed off a couple of parties that I had been at. Like, maybe she was a friend of a friend. Threw out a couple of names.
Did you happen to make out with a girl at a bar one time while I was present?
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that, Jeffrey. If it was the woman that your girlfriend made out with. Was it?
Hopefully not.
I would definitely remember that girl, but no, it wasn't.
Now I know when you look familiar.
Okay. Yeah. So how did you know her?
I never figured it out. And I was going deep. I was going like, maybe it was summer camp, like when I was a kid, nothing.
Oh, my God.
Did you spend 25 minutes listing off places?
Not 25, but sure, 20, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you actually go out with her on a real date, or was the Uber ride the entire experience?
No, so here's the thing. I wound up finding a lot about her just because she would tell me what she actually did when I would ask, guess a wrong one. Oh, no. And then when they were about to drop me off, I was like, I've got to figure this out. Is there like a bar we can go to? And she said, there's actually a bar around the corner. And
wait, she agreed to it?
Asked her out.
She wasn't tired of
it. I know, I'm with you, Alexis. I would have been exhausted from all the questioning.
Yeah.
We were actually like laughing about it. And it was really fun. It was really really casual.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder if she knew. Because you feel like it'd be fun if you know the answer and the other person doesn't. That's the only way I'd put up with it.
Or maybe she didn't want to admit that she knew him from somewhere. And maybe that's why she's not calling you back after all of this.
Like, but they went to a bar together, right?
Oh, yeah. We did, and we had a great time, and this is the question. I don't understand why she hasn't responded to the texts I sent. Like, I get it. It's a weird meeting, but it was also kismet. Like, I turned the encounter into a date.
Yeah, maybe
she
totally
thought about
amazing.
It and was like, oh, you're my ex-husband.
Yeah.
And then remember, oh, yeah, it didn't
and,
work out
and
before.
And he doesn't recall that?
And he yeah. doesn't remember.
Or maybe okay. it was the 200 follow-up texts about, yeah. was it here, was it there, was yeah. it this, was it that?
Maybe it's on your future husband.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
But we're going to find out, because we're going to call Harper for you here in just a minute. Ooh. We'll try and figure out where you know her from, if that's true, and get you a second date update right after this.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, hold on, man. Second date update. Today's second date update is sponsored by Uberpool.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
Want a ride with a hot stranger?
Uh-huh.
You got a 1 in 10,000 chance that'll actually happen. But just make sure you're near an airport and then roll the dice with Uberpool.
Yeah!
And okay. I bring that up because that's exactly what happened with our listener Daniel recently, who's actually been on with us before for a second date. Mm-hmm. He's back again, and this time he met a very pretty girl named Harper. Because they had a ride share together back from the airport. The majority of their conversation was dominated by, hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, my God. And then guessing how many places he yeah. could put her.
For about 20 straight minutes that happened.
But he said they were having fun with it and she was laughing.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have agreed to go to drinks with him at the bar right afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And ask more questions about where.
So she knew what she was signing up for.
So there was hope, but now there's nothing. And that's why we're stepping in to help. Brooke, what do you think?
I don't know. Did you guys ever even get to the point of, is she single?
Oh, that's a good question. Did you ask that?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
So she's married and now we get it. Okay, well, guys, no need to call. Well,
these are important questions that we need to ask.
But nobody asked, not even him. But
they were more important questions.
Yeah.
You're just trying to find out how you know.
And honestly, she probably never would have gone out with you to the bar if she was with somebody else. That wouldn't be a good
look
for her.
Unless he's friends with her husband.
Yeah. And that's how they know. You're my husband's boss. I have to do this. Yeah. Okay. Well, now we have some guesses. Let's get some definitive answers when we call her right now. You ready to do this, Daniel?
Yeah, and, you know, I never really thought of that, so that could be the truth. Anything's possible at this point.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is true. Anything is possible with Uberpool.
Oh. Again, we're actually not getting paid for this.
No, Get your discount code with somebody else's name.
Yeah.
Uberpool. Okay.
Uberpool advertise. Do they not advertise regular
no,
Uber?
No,
just
they
the
don't.
Pool part.
No. Anyway, we got to call Harper here. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Harper.
This is she. Who's this?
Hey, Harper, this is your lucky day because you're talking to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning right now.
Hey, hello? Harper.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Feel like I know you, Harper.
Who is this?
Don't start that.
We're a radio show.
Sounds familiar, right, Brooke? Yeah.
We're on in the mornings. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey, and we're doing something called a second date update. We're trying to hook you back up with one of our listeners that you met recently named Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Daniel.
This is Daniel that you met riding home in an Uber pool together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Were you shocked when an attractive guy got in the car?
I guess, sure.
Whatever you say.
I don't know. It's always a question when you do an Uber pool, right? Who are you going to get stuck with? But yeah.
Okay.
No, and sorry to like bombard you with all these questions, but what we're trying to do is like help Daniel figure out if you guys had a connection because he felt like there was something going on between you two in the Uber ride and at the bar that night.
Did you feel that at all?
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe her.
I know it may have been hard to get that because he was asking you a lot of questions about if he knew you from somewhere before.
Yeah. And I really genuinely didn't know what he was talking about. Like ran through like the full list of all of the potential. Like,
so you didn't know him?
I did know him and I didn't realize it until I got home and like unpacking and then it hit me.
I can't believe it.
You figured it out. We've been dying to know because he said he spent like 20 minutes just questioning you over and over again.
And I don't think he
serenading
ever
you with guesses.
I feel like he wasn't even asking the right questions.
Yeah. It clicked for you? You didn't tell him?
No, I didn't because it was back in college, so it's been a while.
Okay. That's interesting.
No wonder he had a hard time remembering.
Yeah. He was a student. I was a TA.
TA.
A TA.
Oh.
Okay. That's not a big deal. Like, TAs are like grad students. Or like maybe
Wait, I want to hear what happened,
though. Okay, sorry.
Like, it's not what you think. It's not like we hooked up or anything. Like, I caught him cheating on a test.
Oh.
And so? I brought it to the professor and got him, like, failed out of the class. And
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So you're not calling him back because you're still upset about him cheating?
Yeah.
No, I just, like, I just feel so awkward.
You ended his college career, so you
feel guilty. No, it was just one class. You're not kicked out of college for that.
No, but he did get suspended. Like, that's a big deal.
So you snitched.
So why do you feel bad?
My thought here is, if you remembered him after all this, why wouldn't you at least call him back or text him back to tell him that?
I don't know. I just don't want to, like, deal. Like, oh, my God, that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's
like, just like, hey, remember that horrible thing that happened to you? Like, I was in charge of that.
I initiated it.
Yeah.
Well, he initiated it. Let's remember. He's the one that cheated.
He is cheating. That's true. Yeah.
Just to be clear, the reason is not because he's a cheater. It's because you feel uncomfortable revealing that you were the one that caught him.
I mean, I didn't even think about him being a cheater. I just, like, figured it was awkward. But, yeah, you're right. Maybe he's that type of person. I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not trying to plant that in.
I'm sorry. Jeffrey?
I was trying to get clarification. But
just tell her.
Yeah, we need to just tell you that Daniel is not a cheater, and he's actually on the other line listening right now.
He's sneaky, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys for planning that in her mind, first of all.
No, that was my bad. Daniel, I'm sorry. I was trying to get clarification.
So now he knows. He heard it all.
Oh. Yeah.
Funny, right, Daniel?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, hi.
Hey. Hi.
Sorry.
You know, it's not every day you get to meet your own stool pigeon. That's a big deal for me.
Sounds like an insult, but I don't know what that means.
A stool pigeon is like a term that they used to use in the mob when someone would snitch on somebody, like a rat.
Okay.
I guess you have to be a criminal. You have to have a criminal mind to understand what it is.
Now you're evading taxes, or what are you doing now?
We're straying away.
Let's get off the crime talk and back on to the relationship that you guys were starting to form.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for sure.
Oh. Okay.
I'll let you know that they let me retake the course, and I took like a no pass, which I guess is less bad than a fail.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
NP saves everything.
Yeah.
You are kind of putting all of that on her, though. Were you cheating on that test or not?
Yeah, I was definitely cheating on that.
Yeah. So she shouldn't feel bad, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's a bad say. Like,
in a way, you saved me. I never cheated on Testa ever again.
Hey, she's been improving you as a man for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How does that make you feel, Harper?
This is so awkward. I don't know. I'm glad that you learned your lesson. I don't know.
So that's interesting, though. But, like, he's not upset or mad or anything. Mm-hmm. He's also embarrassed by it, Harper. You guys are experiencing the same thing right now.
I guess. I feel so weird. I'm so sorry. This is not weird.
Well, let's take all this awkwardness, ball it up, and move it to the side. We have all the awkwardness out of the way. Now let's
How it works?
Yeah.
Pure chemistry.
Just snap the fingers, boom, awkward, gone.
Okay. Smooth sailing from here on out.
So, Daniel, go ahead, start again. Where do I know you from?
That is not the question we want to
college
lead.
College or something?
We're gonna be here for a while.
Jeffrey.
Some sort of party?
No, it was a joke. Don't answer.
I remember you. You narked on me in college.
No, Daniel, you said you're the hot TA from that class I took.
Yeah, you're that snitch I hate.
Yeah. This is why I didn't text you back.
Oh, my God.
This is better than the text back.
It's actually pretty cute.
It's funny.
And we could keep this good energy rolling into a second date of like a real meetup where you guys can create all new memories for yourself. We would pay for that date.
College cafeteria date.
But it's up to you, Harper. You get to say yes or no to this.
I mean, if you like the guy to go to a bar enough after he peppered you with questions for 20 minutes, you have to give him another chance.
Or she just really needed a free drink.
True, and with like airplane hair. You're right. You're right.
That's true.
Brooke, what do you think, Harper?
I mean, Daniel, if you're... I don't know, cool with like moving past it or whatever. I did have fun with you. Like, you're cute. You're funny.
Yeah, I am well beyond it. that was not the peak or the bottom of my life. So I would love to go on another date.
His life got worse later. So.
Yeah. His last girlfriend made out with many, many people. In front of
Don't worry, they're still friends.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that.
I can tell you definitively I'm not a cheater. So.
Okay. So you guys are going out officially and we're paying for it. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
This feels a lot better than the last time he called in.
Yeah, it does. This one has hope.
Cheating in college may not have helped him academically, but romantically, years later, it's finally paying off.
That's a really good point.
Cheating works, everyone.
Yeah. Remember, that's not the message.
It's
Brooke
and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Well, another successful second date for Daniel.
I mean, I've done it again. A more successful second date for Daniel.
Yeah, but wait until the update when Daniel tells us he caught this girl making up with the college mascot.
Oh boy!
I mean, if they don't have a human face, does it count?
Yeah, it's not really cheating if you're just making up with the mascot head.
Is he just the most cheat-onable person ever?
It's possible.
I think they're really cute. I think so too. Could actually work out.
Yeah, I mean, they have a history already. They have a fun how you met story.
Totally,
they're all set up for success here.
I mean, it would be a great wedding reception story. And then the radio's involved. You don't think so?
Yeah.
She's the reason I didn't. Well, I guess he didn't get kicked out of college.
He did. It all worked out, man.
Your mom almost failed me.
Yeah. Right.
It could be cute, and you could be our next cute couple that we set up on our show. All you got to do is email us first. We'll call that person who's not calling you back. Go check out all of our second date updates, including that last one with Daniel, wherever you get your podcasts, at Brooke and Jeffrey. There's a little place on Earth that I like to call heaven.
Is it on Earth?
I don't know. Have you been there?
But it's a magical land where you can eat funnel cakes or giant corn dogs or funnel cakes stuffed inside of giant corn dogs.
And
pig out while listening to country music all day long.
Yeah,
talking about
heaven.
The state fair.
It just so happens
our own Jose Bolaños was there, being mistaken for a large, puffy, stuffed animal prize. He was also hanging out with Alexis, tracking people down so the two of them could ask a simple question.
And she was able to bust out her cowboy boots and hat. She was very happy.
I mean, you got it. They were asking, what you doing at the state fair?
Yeah.
We're going to play the audio for you right after this. We've met interesting people at all sorts of places. At the courthouse, the annual toe wrestling championships, the drum circle outside Area 51. What you doing with your large green eyes and big green head? But definitely one of the funnest places to people watch is at your local state fair.
Yay!
Oh my God, Dorothy, you see this? It's a genuine deer antler beer koozie.
Hey.
It's beautiful. I could put that next to my Himalayan salt lamp that I bought at the fair last year.
Oh, man.
Better buy it now so we don't miss the exhibit on how to milk your llama.
Okay.
Let's go. That's why we sent Jose and Alexis down to the fairgrounds this year to ask a simple question.
What you doing at the state fair?
I am helping people who miss shots.
Yeah, so you are working at the hoop shots booth?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
And I have heard that this is the hardest game here.
No, actually, it's actually about luck, you know.
Have you ever made a shot at your own game here?
Three.
In how long? How long have you worked here?
I've been here 4 days, so that's my fourth day.
So in 4 days, you made?
Three shots.
How many attempts are we saying?
No, about 100. Yeah, about 100.
Well, that's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
The rims of the hoops look so small.
Oh, it is a carnival. You know, and they are good prizes, you know, whenever it's a scooter up here.
Okay, so now we're going back to where it sounds like it might be a little rigged.
No, it's not rigged.
$10, you tell me it's rigged.
No, it's not rigged.
$20.
It's rigged as hell.
Did you pay up? Did you give him the $20?
I ran.
Yeah, she ran.
Guess what? That question was also rigged.
Yeah. I love how Alexis thinks 3 out of 100 is really good odds.
Yeah, like, wow, you made 3?
3% chance. There's that Boise State degree coming into play.
I'm just saying. It sounded helpful.
It'll only cost you $3,000 to win a scooter.
Seriously.
Beautiful. Now, look, for this next clip, the start of it, Jose sounds like he's trying to interview a little child.
Yeah.
But no, he's in the livestock area trying to interview a goat.
No, yes!
It was talking!
Give me the goat.
Let's hear it.
What you doing at the fair? Oh, he's shy. Is she shy? Is it a girl?
Yeah, it is. Her name is Baked.
Wait, what'd you say?
Baked.
Baked?
Yes. Why did we name her Baked?
Because she's going to be eaten.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, someone's coming up. Are you looking to purchase this animal?
We're looking for their posters. We're trying to figure... Oh.
I just found out this little animal's going to get eaten this weekend.
Yep. Yep.
You guys seem so nonchalant about this. What the heck?
I'm not being nonchalant. It's just a cycle of life. Animals in this barn are market animals that are going to be sold at the auction on Sunday.
Wait, every one of these cute animals around me?
Yes, yeah, actually.
So I shouldn't get attached to Baked, or I shouldn't get attached to Chipmunk, or any of these other...
You shouldn't get attached to your food.
But why'd you give it a name then?
The one that we ate last year, her name was Oreo.
Oh. God, that sounds good. I'm not going to lie. I know. The entire barn, we're all walking around. Oh, look how cute that one is. That one is. Yeah. And then they're all not going to be around for it.
We had a family friend who had a sheep named Lamb Chop.
Oh, no.
And I was, I always played with it. It was so cute. It was in their yard. Yeah. And then one night I was at dinner and I said, oh, what are we having? And they said, Lamb Chop.
No!
It was a really hard lesson at 10 years old.
Well,
yeah.
I just learned that lesson.
You're like, why did you cook it? I would eat this thing raw. It's what you're doing at the state fair where Jose and Alexis found one of the biggest beer gardens in the area.
Yeah.
And they asked a simple question.
What you doing at the state fair?
I'm a security guard. Scaring the door for alcohol enforcement.
I see that. You are posted outside the bar right now.
Yes, I am.
And how is that going?
I love it.
You do? Why is that?
Because I have fun interacting with the people.
Can you think of a favorite interaction you've had by chance?
Dancing on top of the roof.
Wait. You were?
Yeah.
Wait. You, while on the job?
Yeah.
Wait, how is this allowed?
I was up there, and the guy asked me to dance.
Oh, wait. I was asking about the people, but you're talking about you were the funnest time.
I was the fun. Yes. Why not?
So does alcohol enforcement also mean you can you're allowed to do anything here?
I can do anything as long as I'm doing my job.
Okay. So is dancing on the roof considered your job?
It's part of it.
Oh. I don't know if you read the training manual. Does anyone want to know why she was on the roof to begin with?
I don't know that either.
Okay.
Okay, but if a man asks you to dance on a roof and you're on the clock, you do it.
I applied.
That's the job you want. At the fair, alcohol enforcement encourages you to drink.
Yeah, it's an enforcement in a different way.
Yeah, it's forcing you to drink.
Yeah.
What you doing at the state fair?
I am here celebrating with you, son.
That's right. This is my dad. Dad, say hello to everybody listening.
Hello, listeners.
Okay, so we found the weirdest food item I think you and I have both ever had in our life. Tell everybody, what did we order?
I don't know.
Well, okay. It's what does it look at it?
It looked like a corn dog.
Okay, let me just tell you what you're about to eat. Is Fruity Pebbles with a strawberry sauce dipped and deep fried with cheese in the center.
Whoa. What a crazy contraption.
What do you think? It's really big, too. It's in your hands. What are your thoughts before you take a bite?
I think it's going to taste good.
Well, let's see. I'm going to let you take a bite.
Here we go.
Oh, that's Oh, that was a long string cheese.
Mmm. It tastes like a sweet cheese.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
You like it?
No, I don't. It's...
Were you being nice for the listeners?
Yes, I am.
Sweet dad.
Oh, your dad is so cute.
His cringe face. I'm like, Dad, you are not enjoying this. Yeah. I know you're not. He's like, I just want the listeners.
Yeah. He doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Anybody.
Even the people who make the sweet cheese.
Yeah.
And right after he turned to you, he's like, and I love you, son.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, do you really?
It's a good point. Yeah. What is real coming out of your dad's mouth?
Yeah. Are you proud of me?
Yeah.
It's what you're doing at the state
Yay,
fair.
Yay, Jose's dad!
Yay!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooke's Bucks!
Woo! Woo! We've got a brand new player to the game today named Laura, who says she's never beat Brooke before, not even in her car.
Laura,
hey.
But I mean, there's been a couple games where I've gotten none right. Like, at least on those, right, Laura?
No, I've heard you a lot, and you get a lot right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's even got -1 before.
Right? Yeah.
When you got 0.
But the one thing that she does like to do is sail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we played that music.
And that's why, Laura, I know you're how nervous you are right now. I want you to close your eyes and picture yourself beating Brooke while on a sailboat.
Okay, I'm going to relax.
Where are you? What ocean? What beach are you by?
I don't know, but there's a dog on board.
Yeah, there is a dog on board. Hey, Skippy.
He's my second mate.
There you go.
I love it. Okay. Aye, Captain.
Now picture Jose and I shirtless swinging the flying jib in the front.
That could be scary.
Okay. I'm playing. The dog's licking my
She
veins.
Does know the show.
Yeah. All right. Now that you're at ease and calm,
ready.
You're in the good place to answer some trivia. Let's send Brooke out of the studio. You know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good luck.
All right.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1864, Congress passed a law mandating what phrase must appear on all U.S. coins?
In God We Trust.
100% squeeze sunshine is the slogan for what juice company?
Florida Orange Juice.
In Spanish, how do you say bullfighter?
Olé.
In which decade did the first Starbucks open?
1990.
What is Indiana Jones most afraid of?
Monsters.
There we go.
Nice. Well done, Laura. Okay, Brooke's going to come back into the studio. Yeah, that was a good answer.
It was.
Now, Laura, I see on my phone screener here that you work at a pet boutique.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, fancy.
Are you the owner or just an employee? What do you do there?
I'm an employee.
Okay.
Fun. You get to play with dogs.
Who's your
I get to play with dogs all the time.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Not a cat lady, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
Like, nah.
Cats don't do well on sailboats either, so
true.
I can understand that.
What's the best dog name you've ever heard come into the boutique?
Finnegan.
Finnegan. Interesting.
Hey, a classy dog.
Okay. Oh, well, I like a Scottish dog named Finnegan.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1864, Congress passed a law mandating what phrase must appear on all U.S. coins?
In God We Trust.
In
God We Trust.
100% squeeze sunshine is the slogan for what juice company?
Tropicana.
In Spanish, how do you say bullfighter?
Bullfighter.
Yes. In which decade did the first Starbucks open?
I'm going to go 70s.
What is Indiana Jones most afraid of?
Snakes.
All right.
Oh, God.
Snakes.
What an embarrassing showing.
We might see later points here, but
you guys don't even know. My daughter was trying to get me to say my daughter in Spanish last night and was so frustrated.
Oh,
with me.
Yeah, she speaks
I can
a
understand.
Lot.
Let's go to the scoreboard, though, with
Yeehaw.
Jose.
Ha ha! Flavor Flay!
Bolaños.
Hey, Laura, you had fun. You got one correct today.
Not good.
But I said you had fun.
Yeah.
And Brooke.
Yes, I did.
Good. That's good, Laura.
Well, Brooke, you got 4.
Oh, wow. I got that bullfighter right.
Yeah. Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 1864, Congress passed a law mandating the phrase, in God we trust.
Who's Gorg? And what planet is in Gorg we trust? Yeah. I feel like you're
my mouth didn't work for a minute.
100% squeeze sunshine is the slogan for Tropicana. In Spanish, you say bullfighter with the word matador.
Ah, that makes sense.
I hope they switch it to the way you did.
Yeah.
First Starbucks opened in the 1970s at Pike Place Market in Seattle.
Yeah.
And Indiana Jones is most afraid of snakes.
Oh, man.
Although monsters was a solid answer by
way. Yeah, sure. A lot of monsters in Indiana Jones.
No, Laura, you've been really fun. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to beat Brooke, but just for playing, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see comedian Becky Robinson perform on May 17th at the Snoqualmie Casino,
fun.
Seattle's closest casino.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That's good.
Are you going into work today?
No.
I heard a dog bark in the background.
I know.
I love my dog.
Oh, okay.
That's yours. Or she stole one.
Wait, what's your dog's name? If you say Finnegan, I swear.
It's Max.
Oh.
Max, okay.
Strong dog name. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Laura, come back and play anytime, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, I love you.
We'll be back to the Winbrooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.